I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the scholar of this program is Mrs. Razia Shamili.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. I'm so glad to welcome you to your own show, Muslim Lady. Razia Najafi is here with my husband, Mr. Farman Ali Masoumi.
Thank you so much for having me. Definitely, we both are here to discuss with our dear listeners a very, very important topic
nowadays.
Yeah.
This is IRIB English Radio. So today I would love to discuss about an amazing saying and hadith of Our Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamu alayha. And whenever we just pronounce the hadith of Our Lady, I feel so much connected to her. You know, I feel that power, and I feel I'm receiving the dua and prayers from her side.
Why not? As she is the Lady of Light and Lady of, you know, the heavens.
Exactly.
The daughter of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The center and core of all these bounties, all these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what a great role model.
We are so fortunate to have these personalities in our lives. You know, whenever we take her name in this dunya, in this world, we feel so good. What will happen when we will, inshallah,
face them,
meet
we will
her?
See
face
them
her, yeah.
In heavens,
inshallah. So the hadith says, it talks about the amazing relationship between Ma'soom and Ma'sooma, you know, the only couple in the world, in the universe, which is both are infallible, Fatima al-Zahra salamu alayha and Mawla Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam.
What a great family. Themselves, they are infallible. Their children are infallible. Their, you know, in-law, the prophet of God is infallible.
Exactly. So, the history behind this hadith is that, you know, it was very common in that time that Lady Fatima al-Zahra was suffering from so many material and worldly stuff and daily necessities. So,
because in that time, mostly the, you know, they had this poverty in society. Yeah?
Exactly.
But look at their actions, look at their practical life, how satisfied they were. Having all these material shortcomings, but they had a very, very satisfied and perfect life, which is always role model for all the Muslims until the day of
judgment. So once, you know, like the situation was always opposite, like Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, sometimes he would say, why you are doing so much sabr? Why you are practicing endurance? You know, say something, oh my daughter Fatima. You know, like usually it should be opposite way.
Yeah.
You know, here also, like Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, she's not asking something. Imam Ali alayhi salam is complaining and saying, why you are so much sabira? Why you are shakira? Why you are, you know, practicing too much gratitude and patience and sabr and also satisfaction, radhiya, mardhiya. Yeah. So the question comes from Imam Ali alayhi salam, that why you are quiet? Why you are not asking something?
Why you are not demanding anything?
Exactly. Why you have that much less expectation? So the answer is this. Can you read the Arabic for me?
Astonishing. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Look at her answer. She says, Ya Abul Hasan. Again, she says here, Ya Abul Hasan, which is,
beautiful.
You know, a kind of, you know, respect to her husband. Ya Abul Hasan, inni la astahi min ilahi an ukallifa nafsaka ma la taqdiru alayhi. Like, I feel ashamed. I feel so much guilty min ilahi from my Lord. For what? An ukallifa nafsaka. That I make you do something that ma la taqdiru alayhi. That which is not in your control, which is not in your hands. Like she wants to say that, if I demand a lot of things, and materially and, financially, if you can't provide, which will make me embraced, which will make me feel so much shy in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You know, number one, she's connecting her feelings to Allah, you know, directly. Inni la astahyi min ilahi.
She did not say la astahyi mink.
Exactly.
Yeah. Although Imam Ali is Imam Ali.
Oh, the, amazing.
You know, the Khalifatul Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yeah, representative of Allah, the perfect representative of Allah, and definitely Khalifatul Rasul, Wasiyullah, yeah. So, but the number one. Number two, she wants to say, Ya Abul Hasan, I know if you could do it, you will do it. You know, if you are not, you cannot provide it, that means that is not in your hand. You know, she's so positive. She's saying, why I should say something? I know how much efforts you are doing for the family. So I cannot put the burden on you and to ask something which is not in your hand. So it shows the positivity. So here, inshallah, we are going to talk about three main topics. Number one, this hadith is truly giving us this lesson that greed and having expectation can destroy and weaken the relationships. Number one. Number two, the way Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullahi Alayha, she's so much kind and she's showing her emotions towards her household and especially Imam Ali Alayhi Salam. And number three, the connection between respect and love and so much closeness. You know, sometimes we feel if we are so much close and we are friendly to someone, so there shouldn't be any kind of, respect which we have to show. So we have to be truly frank.
Frankly.
You know, we have to talk very boldly. So we are going to discuss about these three issues. So number one is satisfaction.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
In a marital relationship, if they have respect to each other, you know, like husband respects his wife and wife respects her husband, it can provide a base for a beautiful and strong relationship. You know, as we said in our previous episode also, the Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha, she never would take her husband's name.
Yeah.
Ya Ali, yeah?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, nowadays, in our societies, in our culture, it's very common, especially in Western countries, that wife and husband, they take their spouses' names and they call them with their names, which is, I think, not a good thing, not a good manner. Always they have to use a nickname, a beautiful nickname. They can create their own self a nickname for their spouses, for their, you know, husband and wife, or they can choose from his qualities even, which provides, as I said, a base and a strong base for relationships. unfortunately, nowadays, always we hear that husband complains about his wife and wives complain about their husbands because they have this bad manner, their akhlaq is not good, they are not respecting us, they are not taking care of our rights. All these complaints start from the disrespect. If there is mutual respect between husband and wife, as we have seen in our, you know, this holy family, the Ahlul Bayt, Imam Ali alayhi salam and Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayhim, how much respect they had for each other. Despite all the problems, they never complained to each other. They never demand each other. Always there was respect for each other. And respect brings the, you know, especially respect is if it is respect from your heart, then the beautiful relationship between husband and wife becomes stronger and stronger, and then you have a very healthy relationships which has a great impact in your family, in your children. Nowadays, unfortunately, we are lacking this issue in our families. So you were saying, three lessons we can get from this beautiful hadith, yeah.
Number one is having a less expectation, you know. Yeah. Like, if you analyze the sayings of Masumin, I was shocked, you know, the way Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam is out of love and respect. They're asking us to have this contentment, you know, to be very, very happy and satisfied with little things. So here, if you expect less, you will be satisfied more, you know. So that is again the way we have talked in our last episode about the gratitude. Like, how can you reach to the level of satisfaction? You know, everyone is looking for happiness. Everyone wants to be truly happy. Yeah, and satisfy. So where is happiness? I really want that treasure. So this treasure, you can reach to this treasure of happiness by number one, you know, gratitude. And number two, which we are learning today, is having less expectations.
Again, this having less expectation is the result of being grateful and thankful.
Yeah.
Now, if you are thankful and grateful, then you will have less expectations, yeah?
You know, we can learn from Allah. You know, I always say, as a Muslim lady, you can learn just by one single ayah. Sayyidul ayat, ayat-e bismillahir rahmanir rahim. This ayah,
yeah.
This beautiful verse. Like, look at the relationship of Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he wanted to give us a message, you know, what he did. Number one, he based his relationship with us on love. Yeah,
Bismillah, Rahmanir Rahim.
Number two, then he's giving so much respect. Like, inna karramna bani Adam, inna akramakum indallah. You know, the word karram, kareem, akram, one of the meaning of karam means, you know, very honorable. You know, like,
respect.
I have created the man very honorable,
so
with respect. So we can see the second beautiful point which we want to learn from this hadith is Haniya.
Yeah.
So we are going to discuss this amazing quality, yeah, inshallah.
Definitely, if you have this beautiful relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with your creator, if you have his love in your heart, then Allah will make you lovable in people, you know, in the eyes of your husband, in the eyes of your children. So this hadith, you know, gives us this point also, that Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra says, "Inni la astahi min ilahi," because she loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot, that she does not want to ask anything from her husband, you know, because of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your hearts, then Allah will make you lovable in the eyes of the people also.
Yeah. Therefore, we have hadith that if you fix your relationship with Allah, Allah will fix your relationship with the creation. Thank you so much, listeners. You are with us. And alhamdulillah, we truly enjoyed this amazing topic and saying of Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullahi alayha. Inshallah, we are going to choose more amazing sayings of our Lady of Light, Fatima Zahra, salamullahi alayha, in our next episodes. Until that time, fi amanillah.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.